Okay, good afternoon, everybody, and thank you for joining me at this unusual time. Tomorrow's daf, which we're going to learn right now, is Avodah Zarah Daf Vav. We are holding on Daf Hey Amud Beis. We are toward the bottom of the page on Daf Hey Amud Beis. We are up to three lines from the bottom of the page. Hi mi ba'ile, lima utei trefa. Today's share is once again sponsored by Dr. David Lander, an honor of his wife and children, and Lili Nishmas, his mother, Golda Basimcha, la'a shalom. We thank him very much for the continued sponsorship of the Daf Yomi Shir. What we're going to discuss today is the following. First, we're going to try to understand the instructions that Noach was given about which animals to bring into the Teva, and what the qualifications of those animals had to be, what we learned from the Psukim that describe those instructions. Then we're going to talk about when we say that 3 days, l'fnei dehen, 3 days before the holidays of the Ovdei Chavim, you're not supposed to do business with them. Does that include the holiday itself, or does that mean 3 additional days before? The Gemara is going to have 4 rayas and ultimately come to a conclusion based on the 4th and final raya. Then the Gemara is going to discuss what is the reason for the Isser of doing business with the Ovid Kochavim around the time of his holiday. The Gemara is going to have 2 possibilities and a nafka mina between them, which leads us into a discussion and an understanding of Lifnei Iver Lo Sitein Michshol. Then the Gemara is going to have a machlokas from Yochanan Reish Lakish, if one is allowed to benefit from the items you brought from the Akum within 3 days of the Yom Ayud, meaning you're not allowed to do business with him within 3 days, but you did. So now are you allowed to get Hana'ah from the item that you got from him? Then the daf is going to conclude with the machlokas Abaye and Rava, why you can't even take from the Nachri with a she'ela halva piraon, meaning I understand that you cannot provide him with things prior to his holiday, but why can't you take from him prior to his holiday? So each of those by she'ela, by halva, by piraon is going to be machlokas Abaye and Rava. So let's begin. We are holding 3 lines at the bottom of page of Hayam and Beis. Hai mi ba'ile lemute trefa. That the Gemara had said how do we know that for an Ovid Kochavim, only a Mechusar Eiver is possible to bring as a Karban, whereas for a Jew, any Mum would make it possible to bring as a Karban. And that's why we explained that for a Jew, you need 30 days in advance of Pesach to prepare to be able to find the perfect animal to bring for your Karban Pesach. But the Nachri only needs 3 days because he just has to make sure it's not a Mechusar Eiver. So the Gemara had darshan from the pasuk mikol hachai mikol basar shnayim mikol, that Noach was told to bring into the teva mikol hachai. So we assume that means havei behema shechayin rashi evarim shala, that the behemos that needed to be brought by Noach, who has a din of a ben Noach, obviously it had to be that it had its limbs intact. So frak the Gemara, that's what the pasuk is teaching me. Haimi ba'ilei lemutei treif. I thought Mikol HaChai comes to teach me that a trefa is not would not be valid to bring into the teva. The mutei trefa delo. So it says Gemara trefa milichus zera nafka. The fact that he could not bring a trefa, we derive from a different phrase in the pasuk. It says that the animals that he's brought in are meant to produce offspring, and a trefa is not able to produce offspring. That's how I know that he could not bring a trefa. Says Gemara hanich leman diamar trefa eni yoledes. That works very well if you assume that a trefa, by its very nature, is unable to produce offspring. But what if you hold that a trefa is able to produce offspring? So then you cannot derive that he was not able to bring in a trefa from lichyos zera. You have to derive it from the original pasuk, from Mikol HaChai. And therefore you have no pasuk left to tell me that Mechusar Eiver is going to be possible for a Ben Noach to bring as a Karban. So Amar Kra, Itcha Bidom Lecha. Says Gemara, no. The way we know that he's not allowed to bring a trefa into the teva was because it says Itcha, that you should bring with you. And therefore, Hashem was telling him, bring animals whose physical condition resembles that of your physical condition, Noach. And just like you're not a trefa, the animals you bring in should also not be a trefa. Says Gemara, do we know that he was not a trefa? Vidilma Noach Gufei Trefa Hava. Maybe Noach himself was a trefa. So says Gemara, no, Tamim Ksiv. It says Tamim when it describes Noach, so that means that he was not a Trefa. Fret the Gemara, Vidilma Tamim Bidrachav Haya. Maybe Tamim is a description of his Midos, not a description of his physical well being. So says Gemara, well, Tzadik Sivbei. We already know about his Midos because it says he was a Tzadik, and therefore Tamim must be a description of his physical condition. Says Gemara, well, Dilma Tamim Bidrachav Tzadik Bimasav. Maybe Tamim is a description of his Midos, Tzadik is a description of his actions, meaning this is a distinction that the Gemara is making between mitzvos bein adam lechavero and mitzvos bein adam liatzma. That drachav, as Rashi points out, is anav, shval ruach, are mitos. That's what we call bein adam laatzmo. Maasav is below chamas, he doesn't cheat, he doesn't steal. That's bein adam lechavero. So you still have no source that the animals that could not be that trefos were excluded from the teva, other than this one pasuk of Mikol Achai, and therefore I don't have an available pasuk to teach me that Mechusar Eiver is disqualified as a carbon for a Ben Noach. So says Gemara, Lo Salkadaituch, the Noach Uve Trevavi. No, you can't even entertain the possibility that Noach was a Trefa. Di Salkadaituch, the Noach Trefahava, because if you understand that Noach was a Trefa, and he was told, bring animals itcha, whose physical condition resembles that of your physical condition, so Amalei Rachmana Kavaseich Ail Shlemin Lotail? Does it make any sense that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is makbid that he should only bring Trefos into the Teva? And he shouldn't bring those that are not trefos. That defies logic. So says the Gemara. Okay, v'hashta dinafkalei mi itcha lichios zera lamali. Good. So now that I know from the word itcha that a trefa was excluded from the teva, what do I do with the phrase lichios zera? Meaning we thought lichios zera is coming to exclude a trefa because a trefa is not able to have offspring. But then we said, yeah, but what do you do with the opinion that holds a trefa is able to have offspring? So we had to come up with another source to exclude a trefa. So we came up with itcha. But now lichio zera is available. Says Gemara, ime itcha havmin l'tzaf sabialma. If Noach was just told to bring these animals with him into the teva, I would think it would not be a description of their physical condition, but it would be a description of their purpose. That the purpose of bringing these animals into the teva is l'tzaf sabialma, just so that you can have company. Vafilu zake and vafilu saris, and even if the animal's beyond the age of being able to have offspring anymore, it's still worthwhile to bring it the animal into the teva. So kasa rachmana zera. That's why the pasuk says zera, that you want to bring not only an animal that's in tip-top physical condition and is not a trefa, but also is able to have offspring. That's the purpose of it, is to continue that min. Now, if you look at Tosos, lemandiam trefia ledes ma'ikel meimar, Tosos points out. That according to the opinion that a trefa is yoledes, that a trefa is able to have offspring, so you need mikol achai to exclude a trefa. So it says Gemara, well, it says Tosas rather, vim tomar, trefa nami echim matinan mehaikra, haman di isle trefa yoledes, kolshke di isle nami trefa chaya, that how can you exclude a trefa from this pasuk of mikol achai? Because after all, if you're only using this pasuk according to the opinion that trefa is yoledes, well, if you hold that a trefa is able to have offspring, then for sure you hold that kol achai does not exclude a trefa, because a trefa for sure is going to live. If it's able to have offspring, it for sure is able to have life, because even the shita that holds that any yoledes holds that it could be that it has chiyus, that it's still going to live a little bit, so how could it be excluded? So Tosus explains a few lines later, v'yeshlomer de nefarish l'kra hachi mikol hachai sheyehe kulo bari v'zariz v'lo chola utrefa. That mikol hachai doesn't mean, it's not a description of how long it's going to live or whether it's going to live. It's a description of how robust the life is going to be. And everyone would agree that a trefa's life is not as robust. It's not a healthy life, meaning there are people that live into old age and are sick their entire lives, and are sickly and are ill and are weak and are their entire lives. And that's what a trefa would be if you hold that a trefa is able to have offspring and that a trefa is chaya. But it still doesn't have kol hachai. It doesn't have that robust life that you would imagine. Now it's interesting. Tosos also a couple of the Tosos Dibra Maskel the Dilma raises a different point. The Gemara had raised the possibility that maybe Noach himself was a treifa, and maybe therefore when he was told idcha, it does not mean that the animal cannot be a treifa. So says Tosos, how can you suggest that Noach was a treifa? Look how long he lived after the Mabul. He lived for a long time. V'avulgav shechay liachron mikan shonim rabos mikol makom basu shalom yodeim ayi treifa shalim sheyanich milavi treifa mitam domen lecha. So Tosos says, yeah, but he didn't know that. He didn't know how long he was going to live. Maybe he thought he was a treifa. So the Tosos says, but that answer is really not satisfactory, because it, to the extent that he was being told not to bring a treifa into the teva, it must have been about not bringing a treifa that has an obvious treifa to it, because no one knows about it. He would never be able to tell if it had a hole in its lung while the animal's still alive. So it must have been something that would have been a more obvious treifa. So again, so how can we even suggest that Noach was a treifa if it's especially talking about some obvious wound? Noach clearly didn't have that. He would have known about that. So this relates to what the other Tosos spoke about, that since we're working within the opinion that a trefa is yoledes, so therefore a trefa can also be chaya. If a trefa is yoledes, then certainly it has the ability to be chaya as well. Okay, so that's part one of the daf. So now says the Gemara, Viter, Ibayluhu. The last two words on the line are Ibayluhu, about 10, 12 lines into the page. So Ibayluhu, Shloshiyam hein vi idein, odilma hein below idein. When we say 3 days before and after the holiday, you're not supposed to do business with the Goyim, but with the Ovdik Chavim, does that mean include 3 days including the holiday, so 2 additional days before and 2 additional days after? Or does it mean 3 days before and 3 days after? The Gemara is going to bring 4 rayos. Tashma raya number 1. Rabbi Shmuel lomer shlosh lefneim u'shlosh l'achreihen aser. That 3 days before, 3 days after, it's aser. Well, isal kadaita chen fi idein. If one of the three is the holiday itself, Rabbi Shmuel yom idein chashvele meikar v'chashvele b'sof, then he's double counting the holiday itself. Meaning, if the number 3 includes the holiday, how can you say 3 days before and 3 days after? Even if you want to include the holiday, it should be 3 days before and then an additional 2 days after. You wouldn't double count the holiday. So says Gemara, yeah, I did Tana Shlosh Lefneim, Tana Nami Shlosh L'Achreihem. Since he refers to the 2 days before the holiday and the holiday as Shlosh Lefneim, so he refers to the 2 days after the holiday and the holiday as Shlosh L'Achreihem. Tashema, let's try another raya, raya number 2. Damar of Techlifa Barav Dimi Omer Shmuel Yom Echad L'Divir Rabbi Shmuel Li Olam Aser. That Yom Rishon, according to Rabbi Shmuel, is always going to be Aser. Meaning, if they have a weekly holiday, and you're going to ask her 3 days before and 3 days after, you just knocked out the entire week, and therefore you're never going to have a time where you're allowed to do business with them. Well, wait a second. What are we presuming about what the term 3 days means if we're saying that knocks out a whole week? If you hold that the 3 days includes the holiday itself, so let's imagine Sunday is their holiday. So it would be Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, and Sunday, Shabbos, Friday, right? Which would still leave you as Wednesday and Thursday to do business with them. So from the fact that the Gemara says that no, it knocks out the whole week, so that tells me that when we say 3 days, we mean 3 additional days, because otherwise, the ha'ikar ba v'chamishu desharia libet Rabbi Shmuel. So says Gemara, lo kam yibayin dehein below idein, ki kam yibayin, I'm sorry, the chamish d'shari. So it says Gemara, now alibet Rabbi Shmuel lo kam yibayin dehein below idein. There was never a shaila within the sheet of Rabbi Yishmael, whether it's hein v'idein or hein below idein. Of course, when Rabbi Yishmael says 3 days, he means 3 additional days. Ki kam yibayin alibet Rabbanan. The whole shaila is within the sheet of the Rabbanan, mai, and therefore we still have the question, and we have have not yet given a final proof. So Amaravina Tashma, I'll bring you another proof. The following are these festivals of Ovdei Chavim that we're talking about. There is Kalanda, Satronya, Vikartesim, Vamrav Chan Barava, Kalanda, Ches Yamim Achar Tkuva. Satronya, Shmoni Yamim Vufnei Tkuva. Kalandra is an 8-day festival. Satronya is an 8-day festival. Vesimanaich Achor Vekedem Tzrasani. That before and after the Tkuva is the time of these festivals. So it's Achor Vekedem, it's after and before. So Viisal Kadaita Chain Viidehen Asara Havu. But if you're going to tell me it's Chain Viidehen, that when we given the number 3, the number 3 means 3 including the holiday, it's not 3 including the holiday if the holiday itself is 8 days. It would be 10 including the holiday if the holiday itself is 8 days and we're including the holiday. So it says, Mar Tani Kuli Kalanda Chad Yoma Hu Chashuvlei. That the Tana assumes that all of, is counting Kalanda, even though it's an 8-day festival, as 1 day, because it's all the same thing. And therefore, when it says 3 days, it means the 2 days prior, plus the entire Kalanda, which counts as 1 day. So Rav Ashi Tashma will bring a fourth and final raya. Lefnei Yidein Shlovdi Chavim Shlosha Yamin, that before the Yidein of Ovdei Chavim for 3 days, V'yisal Kedai Techein V'yidein, but if it's really only 2 additional days, listen, Yidein Shlovdi Chavim Shlosha Yamin. Why does it say Lefnei Yidein? Just say Yidein Shlovdi Chavim is 3 days. V'chi Teima Haydik Tani Lefnei Yidein L'mutei L'achri Yidein. Maybe you're going to say, no, it has to say Lefnei Yidein to tell me that we're not talking about, that those 3 days are not about after the holiday, they're about before the holiday. Listen, Edom Shalavdi Chavim Gimel Yamim Lifneihem. Let it say that the Edom Shalavdi Chavim is 3 days total, Lifneihem, with the emphasis on before, that it's 3 days total, including 2 of those days being the days prior to. El Shmamina, Hein Below Edehen, Shmamina. So that concludes that sugya, that it must be Hein Below Edehen, that it's 3 additional days in addition to the day of the holiday. Say Bailu. Now the Gemara raises another shayla. Mishum harvacha odil. I'm sorry. Yeah, ibaylu. Mishum harvacha odil ma mishum v'lifnei lo sitei michshal. Why is it that you're not allowed to do business with the Ovid Chavim around the time of his holiday? Is it because of harvacha? He's going to benefit from this transaction, and therefore he's going to go and thank his avodah zarah, and you will have violated lo yishama al picha, that you're not allowed to have your business dealings be the cause of worship of avodah zarah, or it's a violation of lifnei v'lasiti michshal, that you're helping him be ovid avodah zarah, and therefore you're causing him to do an iser. So is it about your iser of lo yishama al picha, or that it's lifnei iver because he's doing an avera and you're aiding in that avera? Says one of my nafkamina. What difference does it make? Either way, it's aser. So nafkamina is disle behem l'didei. He has his own animal that he could use as a hakrava to his avodah zarah. Say iam mishum harvacha kamaravichle. If it's because of harvacha, he's still happy about buying your animal, and he'll still go and be motivated to the avodah zarah. But iam mishum iver lo sitei michshal ha islei l'didei. But if you say that you are enabling the avera, you're not. He has his own animal. You're not enabling the avera at all. V'chi islei lo avar mishum iver lo sitei michshal. Wait, do you mean to tell me that whenever a person has the ability to do the avera on his own without your help, it's not going to be a violation of lifnei iver lo sitei michshal? V'hatanya, but don't we have a brisa that Amar Rabbi Nasan, minayin shelo yosher adam koshel yayin lenazir ve'ever menachay leben noach? How do I know that you're not supposed to give a cup of wine to a nazir, nor ever menachay to a ben noach? Tamal Amar lifnei iver lo sitei michshal. That it's because it's a violation of lifnei iver. Lifnei iver. V'ahacha dechilo yavinu leishakli ihu v'kavar mishum lifnei iver lo sitei michshal. But isn't a typical case of giving wine to a nazir where he has access to the wine himself, or giving ever menachay to a ben noach where he has access to an animal and an Eiver Menachai himself? How are you enabling the Isser? So apparently the Fnever could be violated even if you're not the enabler of the Isser. Says Gemara, no, that it must be that when we are talking about giving wine to a Nazir, or Ever Menachai to Ben Noach, we are talking specifically about a case where he otherwise does not have access to that wine or to that Ever Menachai. It's on two sides of a river. He's on one side of the river, you're on the other side of the river with the wine, and you have to throw it over the river for him to have access to it. Dekanami, and the it's Meduyuk this way, and the Lashon that was used. Dekatani lo yoshit, velo katani lo yitain. It says you should not pass to him as if you need to extend it to him in order for him to access it. It does not say lo yitain, so shma mina. So that therefore is a raya that in order for one to violate with neighbor l'sitei michshol, it has to be the kind of item that the person otherwise would not have access to. Now, the bottom Tosfos in Odilma Mishmuf Nevel Lasitin Mishal, when we asked, is it an issue of Lifnei Iver? Bottom Tosfos, Yesh Makshim Mikan, the Pirush Conscious Masnissin, the Pirush Lossis Velossis, Hainu Mekach Memkar, Tenach Mecher, Aval Mekach, my Lifnei Iver Ika. He says, I understand if you're going to say that you're not allowed to sell things to them because that's they're going to use that for Aval Dazar. You will have aided them in doing the Aval Dazar. Why can't you buy things from them? How is that enabling Avodah Zarah in any which way? So he says, V'shem Yesh Lomar, Shemamtzi Lomos, Liknos Sarchei Avodah Zarah. He needs to, you know, Yontif is expensive. He needs to pay a lot of money to be able to buy all of his Avodah Zarah stuff. So when you give him business, you're giving him money, and that enables him to celebrate his holiday that maybe he otherwise would not have been able to celebrate. Now it's interesting, Tosfos points out, it's so interesting that the examples we give of Lifnei Iver is you give wine to a Nazir or Ever Menachai to Ben Noach. Tosfos says those are lav dafka, meaning any iser to anybody who's not allowed to do it is a violation of Lifnei Iver. But the reason we give these examples is why would a person want wine? Mistami, he wants wine to drink the wine, so you're not allowed to give him wine. But Tosfos says, let's say a Yisrael were to ask you, pass me that nevela, or pass me that chazer, or any other iser, and he looks like an otherwise religious Jew, you're allowed to give it to him, because you don't have to assume that he actually wants to eat the chazer, that he actually wants to eat the nevela. Meaning, assess the situation and be honest. Is this person likely to violate this iser? And if it's someone that's not likely to violate the iser, then there would not be a problem of lifnei iver, even though you are giving them a davar aser, you're giving them something that is actually prohibited. Okay, weiter in the Gemara now. Says the Gemara, where are we? Ibailuhu, yeah, the first words online are Ibailuhu. Ibailuhu, Nasa v'nasan mai. What if you already did business with the Ovid Chavim within the 3 days of their holiday? Are you allowed to get Hana'a from that which you did business with? So Rabbi Yochanan Nasa v'nasan asr. Rabbi Yochanan says asr. Reish Lakish Amar, Nasa v'nasan mutter, that it's mutter. So now the Gemara is going to try to bring riots. Esve, Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish. Rabbi Yochanan challenges Reish Lakish. How can you say that it's mutter? Idein shalav dichavim, Idein shalav dichavim, Nasa v'nasan asr. My love, lifnei idein. That it says idein shalav dichavim. If you did business, it's aser. Doesn't that mean even if you did business in the days leading up to their holidays? It says my love, idein dafka. No, it's referring to the holiday dafka. So ikata amri eser b'shemim lachshon Rabbi Yochanan. Others say that this was the source for Reish Lakish task on Rabbi Yochanan. That how could you say that it's aser? Idein shalav dichavim nasim nasim aser. It says specifically on the holiday that which you got from him is aser. Idein in Lifnei day and low, that implies only that which you got on the holiday, not that which you got before the holiday. So tani idividi idein karile. Now, either both of them are called idein, meaning the days before and the day of are all referred to as idein, and therefore it's not a raya in either direction. It's not a raya to Reish Lakish, not a raya against Reish Lakish. So now the Gemara says, let's try another raya. Tanya kavasid Reish Lakish. We have a brice that supports Reish Lakish, who again said that whatever you benefited from in the day leading up to the festival of the Ovid Kochavim, you're allowed to use that, you're allowed to get hanaf from it, even though you did the wrong thing by doing that business. Kishamru asu lasis lasis imahem, lo asu el bedavra miskayim, avu bedavra miskayim lo, that which you're not allowed to, sorry, call is coming in, so that which you're not allowed to do business with the Ovid Kochavim in advance, When we said that, you know, that's only by a davar miskayim. That's only if what you're going to be providing him with is still going to be around by the time his festival comes. Avol b'davar she'ein miskayim, but something that spoils very quickly and is not going to be around anymore by the time the festival, well, then it's not even asur. V'afilu b'davar miskayim, nasav v'nasav mutar. And even by something that will be around, if you already did the deal, then it's mutar to get anah from it. So Tani Razud b'dibei Rabbi Yoshia, davar she'ein miskayim, mochel and the Rav Zud B'dibei Rabbi Yoshua taught an in-between opinion. That's something that's ein miskayim, you're allowed to sell to them, but you're not allowed to buy from them. So that's a Tanya Kavasid Reish Lakish, because Reish Lakish said that the stuff that you're going to get from them in advance is mutter. And you see clearly over here that it's all mutter as long as, meaning that anything that's not going to last until the festival itself is automatically mutter. So that's a riot, Reish Lakish. So it says, Marahumina, there was a certain min, the Shadulei Dinar Kisra Na'a, the Rabbi Yehuda Nisiya, who sent a certain type of coin that was newly minted, Rabbi Yehuda Nisiya, B'yom Ido, and it was on the day of his festival. Havi Yosef Reish Lakish Kamei, Reish Lakish was sitting in front of Rabbi Yehuda Nisiya. Rabbi Yehuda Nisiya is not the original Rabbi Yehuda Anasi, he was the grandson, and that's why Reish Lakish was able to be in front of him. He would not have been in front of Rabbi Yehuda Anasi. So Amr Hechi Avit, he said, what should I do? Ashkele Azulumoda, if I accept it from him, he's going to go and be moded to Zavodah Zarah, that the big rabbi accepted this gift from him. So lo Ashkele, should I not take it from him? Havile Eva, well, that's going to cause animosity, and I don't want to do that. So Amale Reish Lakish, Tol Uzrokoso Labor Bifanov. What you should do is take it, but then throw it into a bar right in front of his face. So Amar Kolshke Davila Eva. I just told you I was nervous about Eva, right? So if I'm nervous about Eva, how's this gonna help? So it says Mara Kalachriyada Hudakamina. I didn't mean to purposely make it look like you are purposely throwing it away. Take the coin and make it look like, whoops, I dropped it, and now so he's not gonna be able to be Azalamoda that the Jew had benefited from this coin that you brought him, because he will see that you will not have benefited from it. There's not going to be any Eva, because it will look like it's not your fault, and therefore he's not going to be Azil, therefore it's not going to be a problem. You'll have solved this quandary, this pickle that you will have put yourself into. Now, we had this machlokas between Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish, whether if you were Nasa V'Nasa Nimahem, are you allowed to get anah from it? And the Gemara had brought rayas in both ways, but ultimately had a Tanya Kavasid Reish Lakish, had a support for Reish Lakish. So Tosus points out, Nira Luri Dalach Rabbi Yochanan, that we pass on like Rabbi Yochanan, which is a little surprising, because the Gemara seems to have concluded like Reish Lakish, had a riot Reish Lakish. So he says, Avagav the Tanya Kavasid Rabbi Shimon Lakish, Shemaisi Raya Meidah, Avagav the Tanya Kavasid Rabbi Shimon Lakish, even though we have a bais like Reish Lakish, how do I know that Dalach is like Rabbi Yochanan, says the Ri? Maisi Raya Meida Choletz from a Gemara Yevamos the Kachashiv Hani Dalach Rabbi Shimon Ben Lakish Legabe Rabbi Yochanan Velo Chashiv Ha, because over there the Gemara gives a list of the places where we paskin like Reish Lakish, and it didn't put this on the list, so it must be because we paskin like Rabbi Yochanan, and therefore. The fact that we have a brisa that supports Reish Lakish is not necessarily indicative. Says Tosfos, maybe the reason it didn't make it onto the list is because we didn't need to make it onto the list. There's enough in a brisa that says like Reish Lakish. So maybe that's why it didn't make it onto the list, but we taka do paskin like Reish Lakish. So Tosfos says, no, there are other items that are on the list that do have enough in a brisa like Reish Lakish as well, and yet they make it onto the list. So what we follow is the klal. The klal that appears in Yevamos, rather than the implication of our sugya by bringing a brisa to support Reish Lakish. Okay, lashila b'lishol mehan. So we had said that you're not allowed to lend to them or borrow items from them. So bishlam lashila de kamravachlu. I understand why you're not allowed to lend items to them in advance of their festival, because they're going to have extra stuff with which to be grateful for. Avlishol mehan mu'utikam emayitlahu. But if you're borrowing from them, you're taking stuff from them. So why would that be a problem? Two answers. Amar Abaye, Gzeira Lishlman Atulashilan. Abaye says in a Chinami, it doesn't make sense. It's a Gzeira. It's a Gzeira that lest you come to lend to them, you're not allowed to borrow from them. Rava Amar Kula Mishun Dazulamodahu. No, the guy is still going to be Azulamoda, meaning he's going to go and thank his Avodah Zarah either for the boon of having the items that you loaned to him, or for the fact that the Jew needed to borrow from him. One or the other, they're both going to be something that he's going to be azulumodu about. Then we said the halvosam velilvos mehen. You're not allowed to lend money to them or borrow money from them in advance of their festival. So bishlam halvosam mishum tkam ravachlu. I understand why I cannot lend money to them. That gives them a little more extra capital to be able to use and be grateful for. El lilvos mehen amai. But why can't you borrow from them? It's only a gzeila that if we allow you to borrow from them, you may come to lend money to them. Rav Amar Kula Mishum Dazul Modehu, and Rav says, no, it's just all about the fact that it'll be Azul Modeh. Either it'll be Azul Modeh to the Avodah Zarah for having this extra money around, or it'll be Azul Modeh that the Jew needed to rely on him. Then we said, Leporan Velefroa Mehen. You're not allowed to pay them or get paid from them either. Right? Leporan or Lefroa Mehen. So says our bishlam leporan mishum dekam ravachlu. I understand why you're not allowed to pay them. They're going to have extra money. El lefroa mayan mutim imaitlu. But if you're going to get paid from them, same kasha again, right? Meaning they're going to have less money. So I'm going to buy gzeira lefroa mehen atu leporan. Abai gives the same answer. It's all a gzeira that you're not allowed to be get paid from them, lest you come to pay them. Rava Amar Kula Mishum Dazal Modu. And Rava says, no, it's all about Azal Modu. So consistently, Abai and Rava give the same answers. U Tzrichi. Now, says the Gemara, we need all of these different halachos in our Mishnah of what you're not allowed to do in terms of business dealings with the Ovid Chavim within 3 days of his festival. If you only would have told me about business transactions, I would say, yeah, he's going to benefit a great deal from those transactions, and therefore he's going to go and be modded to his Avodah Zarah. But to borrow from him, where he's going to have less stuff, so I would think that that's perfectly good. Vitan lishol mehen, and if it only would have said lishol mehen, mishum dechashiv alei milsa va'azul moda, because that's considered to be a very chashiva thing, and he's going to be grateful that that you needed him, that you needed his stuff to borrow. Avol lilvos mehen, sarah bialma islay, but to borrow from it money from him, that just causes him tsar. Amar tuvlo adrizuse, because he's going to say that he's going to think it's going to be difficult to get paid back. Vita na lilvos mehen, and if it only would have said that you're not allowed to borrow money from them, mishum tkamer bal karchi mifrana, I would say, yeah, because he really knows that he could force you to pay back. Vashta mia azul moda, therefore it'll be azul moda that you needed to borrow from him. Avali para mehen, but to get paid from him, where now, you know, he had a loan that was due, that he owed you money, and now he had to pay it, and he's never, that's it, it's over. Desulo hadri zuzi, the money's never coming back. I would think that that's a great tsar for him, and he's not going to go and be azulamode. He's not going to go and be grateful to the Avodah Zarah Tzricha. That's why it needs to tell me all of these different cases. Then we had Rabbi Yehuda Omer Nifrat in Mehen. We had Rabbi Yehuda in the Mishnah said, you know what? You can get paid from them within 3 days of their Yom Ayid, because he's not happy about having to pay you back his money. And the Chacham said back to Rabbi Yehuda, what do you mean? It's a huge burden off a person's shoulders when they're living debt-free. So if you have a debt that's building and then you are able to pay up the debt, so a person feels very grateful about that. So it may hurt to give that money over, but ultimately in the long run, it feels very, very good. So the Gemara finds that argument so compelling that it's surprising that Rabbi Yehuda doesn't accept that. Meaning it's surprising that Rabbi Yehuda thinks that because it's annoying to give the money, that the person is not going to be azul lamoda. So v'lesle Rabbi Yehuda afal pisha meitzer achshav sameichu lachrizman. Does Rabbi Yehuda not hold of the concept that even though it's annoying for him right now, he's going to have simcha later on, and that simcha counts? V'atanya, don't we have a price that Rabbi Yehuda omer? Isha lo tasud b'moed mibnei shenivalula. A woman should not do some sort of a hair removal treatment or a skin treatment that involves putting some sort of plaster on her face on chalamoed because it's a nivel for her. It doesn't, it's something that doesn't make her look better, and it's not pleasurable for her. It will only make her look better in the long run when she is able to take it off. But a mother of Yehuda besid sheyicholu lekapla b'moed shetafalta b'moed. That Rabbi Yehuda does agree, though, that if it's going to come off when it's still Chol HaMoed, let's say there are 5 days of Chol HaMoed, she puts on the Sid on day one, and it comes off on day four. So by the end of Chol HaMoed, she's going to look great. She'll have rosy cheeks from whatever it is or whatever look she was going for. So it's going to happen on the Moed. So then you're allowed to do it. Afal pi shemitzira achshav, simcha hi lachar zman. Even though it may be difficult and annoying for her right now, but it's going to be a simcha lachar zman. Ooh, so that's the kasha. How come Rabbi Yehuda over here does not relate to the svara that even though it's meitzarach shav simcha liachar zman, yet in Hilchas Chol HaMoed he does relate to that svara, and he thinks that even though it's meitzarach shav simcha liachar zman is a reason to allow the woman to put sid on her face? So says Rav Nachman Yitzchak, hanuch lehilchas moed dekulu meitzarach shav simcha liachar zman. That Hilchas Chol HaMoed is all about malacha, and all of it, anything that they're matir to do on Chol HaMoed is a tsar at that moment. Meaning, what do you do? Shchita, tikkun seuda, Rashi points out. They're all things that people don't enjoy doing, but they're going to provide a simcha la'achar zman. So that's Rabbi Yehuda has to be sensitive to that when it comes to Hilchas Chol HaMoed, because that's the very nature of malacha. That malacha is not fun when you do it, but you benefit from doing it. Ravina Amar Ovid Chavlin Piron Li Olam Meitzar. That Rabbi Yehuda's understanding is that an Ovid Chavim having to pay back is not going to be simcha lachar zman. He's always going to rue the fact that he had to pay the Jew back. Meaning, enochinami, for a normal person in a normal transaction, when you have every intention of paying back your debts, when you have every hope of paying back your debts, so when you pay back your debts and you're debt-free, you feel very happy. But Ovid Chavim, when he borrows from the Jew, deep down, he just assumes that another pogrom will break out and he'll be able to take anything from the Jew and he'll never have to pay the Jew back. So he'll always be upset about the day that he had to pay the Jew back. And that's why Rabbi Yehuda doesn't accept the svara of Simchi Lachar Zman in our Mishnah. Okay, we'll stop there. But Hashem, tomorrow we'll pick up 4 lines from the bottom of the page. Masisa Delo, Karevi Yeshua Ben Karcha. Stay tuned to the WhatsApp for exactly when we will be learning tomorrow. Have a great day, everybody, and a great night, Jeremy.